It takes just 3 steps to get ready for an emergency. Get an emergency supply kit, make a family emergency plan, and be informed about different types of emergencies. First, go to ready.gov to get a list of everything your emergency kit should contain.
And we're going to print this out. Okay, so we have our emergency supply list.
You probably have a lot of the items on hand already. You'll be able to find the rest in your local store.
Okay, let's get some granola bars. Okay, now we need enough for maybe about 3 days, so why don't we get, you can get a couple different kinds. Go ahead, Jordan, grab a flashlight. C batteries we need. We should have enough food for 3 days, things that don't have to be refrigerated.
Next, put all the items together in a box that you can carry with you if you need to leave home in an emergency.
And we have lots of vegetables because I know you don't want to live without your vegetables. Okay.
Make sure to include any medications and infant care items that your family needs. And if you have a pet, don't forget enough food and water for that member of the family.
Ready?
Who should be our out-of-state contact?
Your family may not be together when an emergency happens, so it's important to have a communications plan in place.
How about your parents?
Or my parents would be perfect, because one of them is always there.
Where do you think our neighborhood meeting place should be?
The kids would know the clubhouse.
You should also learn the emergency plans for your workplace and schools.
They take the kids to the high school if they need to evacuate our school.
Make sure everyone in your family is familiar with the plan and has a copy of all the contact numbers.
What this is, it has the information on it for what happens if there is an emergency. Okay, so let's put it somewhere very safe where it won't get mixed up with your homework, where you always know where it is. So let's say there was a natural disaster.
Ready.gov and links to local information will help you learn about the types of emergencies that could affect your area. The information will help you know what to do in case of any emergency, natural or man-made. You'll find everything you need to prepare yourself and your family for an emergency at ready.gov. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.